covering first. They started with that one. You don't have to wear hair. When you come to church, it doesn't matter. Just remove it. Oh, the Bible says the hair is given to a woman for a covering. So why are you putting that? So he preached it until all Pentecostal churches removed that one. They say, I don't succeed. They started preaching it up and down. Small time. Hallelujah. They started with wearing cross no gutter. Who knows cross no gutter? Cross no gutter. They wear it, they tie it like this. Cross no gutter. Then the next thing was they were tearing the back. So somebody is going to church, the back of the skirt is torn. So that as the waka they go, they lap from the back. Everybody is saying they lap. The next thing they started was, when they finished that one, they designed a cloth. It is in the church. I heard the name of that cloth. They call it shawarma. You know shawarma? Spaghetti. They call it spaghetti. Okay, you know spaghetti? You know what spaghetti is? You know the food spaghetti? So you can imagine what they describe that dress as, spaghetti. One rope. All I'm here. Then, you know what it means? Before, women, at least I grew up with women. I am the only son of my mother, so I know how women dress. Every woman before had shimmy. Woman, they wear shimmy again. And you think that it is Satan that has been dropping it small, 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 small. They remove shimmy. People didn't know why they were removing shimmy. It's because a time is going to come when he will tell them to wear the one that will not cover their belly. So that when they are going, everybody can see their belly. It's the devil that was nakeding them. And there are Ahab's prophets to say, you are all going to heaven. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. A preacher will read Bible, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. And tell you that it doesn't matter, a woman can wear trouser. A woman to wear trouser. In this part of the world, trouser and men, they wear them. And I always say, why are men not wearing skirts? Why is the woman wearing man's trouser? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is encouraging you? Preachers are encouraging you in Brand Assembly. Hallelujah. You have heard preachers preach until, why do you think a woman will take off from her house and then select a cloth? She's going to church where they will tell her, raise up your hands and worship the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Then in her wardrobe, the cloth she will wear is the one that is sleeveless. Why will you, a woman, a proper Christian woman, a decent lady, want men, anybody at all, to see your underwear? And a man of God is saying, it doesn't matter, you look pretty, you look pretty. A beautiful woman. And you don't know, that same spirit that was on Ahab's prophet, that same spirit has come again. It's a spirit to delude those who refuse truth so that all of them will go to hell. That's a mystery, brethren. So when we talk here, we are not out of fashion. We are not outdated. We know the truth. We know what the Bible says. And when we speak to our sisters like this, it's because we love you. We want to see you in the rapture. You cannot come here, we deceive you. You've come here so that your eyes will be open. That's the truth. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. Now pastors are divorcing their wives and marrying another wife. And there are preachers that went to bless him and say it doesn't matter. Very soon, men will be divorcing their wives in the churches and taking another wife. Why? It doesn't matter. A preacher will join you, say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's true now. Spirit of delusion. Spirit of delusion. Recently, a sister that used to worship here, I've not seen her for some time. They changed to another church. Another church that believed they know the word even more than us. And she brought her card that she's wedding. And as I was looking at her in the church, my office, he said they are wedding in the court. I said, why court? Is your husband not a believer? He said he's a believer. He even used to worship here before, something like that. And as I looked at her, it's no vision. Those I have told. I told you, I said it's no vision. I said it's no revelation. I said, crow, crow, I saw a woman. This girl is pregnant. I just thought in my heart, you're inviting me to come for your wedding. You are pregnant. And I said, I hope you are okay. He said, yes. You are physically okay. He said, eh. I said, your body change, oh. He said, now school, cause I'm. I said, ah, this kind of school, where you go, your body go change like this. I love that kind of school, oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A pregnant woman, it was evident that Bele came up because that sister was a popular sister in this church. Everybody knew her. She has left now. Hallelujah. And on her wedding day, all the people that left this church, they were all gathered there hailing her, our sister. Even one of the pastors that left here, even was the one that preached there that day. Stating how wonderful the sister is. How blessed the brother is to get a Christian sister like this. Can't you see? And he was preaching under anointing. But you know the anointing that was preaching now. You know the anointing that was preaching now. Because this one does not need vision. That woman was pregnant. In this church, we have condemned that. It's an abomination for a woman to get pregnant. Not only getting pregnant, that the man should even see your pants before the wedding day. William Branham says that you are not permitted to even kiss until you are pronounced husband and wife in the name of the Lord. If there is anybody here you have kissed, we will never marry. When you leave here today, go and carry anointing oil and toothbrush. Brush your mouth very well with anointing oil. Throw that thing away. It's an abomination. But there are people that are wedding pregnant people. Carrying enter message. And they know Pastor Moses can never identify with such things. Even among some of them that gathered there, I know one of them, their leader, that married his wife. Up till now, he never paid dowry. And they are the ones saying they are in the continuity ministry. Now we stand still and then continue. Continue in iniquity, and then continue in truth. So that your eyes can open to know the mystery of this kingdom. Can God deceive a prophet? Yes! Jeremiah saw it. Jeremiah chapter 4. Open it. Who is reading? Who is reading for us?
Jeremiah 4.
8, 9, 10.
For this guard you with sackcloth. Lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, uh-huh. and the priests and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, Ha, Lord God.
Hey, read that verse again.
Verse 10.
Read that verse 10 again, yes.
Then said I, Ha, Lord God.
After Jeremiah, he saw the condition. People have been prophesying to Israel, peace, peace, this and that. And God revealed the condition, the end of Israel to Jeremiah. What did he say in verse 10?
Ha, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived these people and Jerusalem, saying, Ye shall have peace, whereat the sword reacheth unto thy soul.
Uh-huh. God is saying, So all this prophecy we have been receiving from God, making the people believe that Jerusalem, you will have peace. Meanwhile, there is sword coming upon them. He said, Thou hast greatly deceived the people. But was it God that deceived them? You say potentially, yes. They did not want truth now. What they want is what God gave to them. That's what we see again in Ezekiel chapter 14. Quickly, let's round up with that scripture. Ezekiel chapter 14. Read it from verse 1.
And it says, Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith Lord God, mm-hmm. Repent and turn yourselves from your idols, mm-hmm. and turn away your faces from all your abomination. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourned in Israel, mm-hmm. which separated himself from me, mm-hmm. and setteth up idols in his heart, mm-hmm. and putteth the stumbling block of iniquity before mm-hmm. his face, mm-hmm. and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning
uh-huh.
me.
Yes.
I, the Lord, will answer him by myself,
uh-huh.
and I will set my face against that man.
Now, just hold on that verse. Listen here. God was telling Ezekiel, he said, Listen, my servant, let me give you one secret. Anybody that comes from Israel, like Ahab, before you do anything, you want to come to the prophet to inquire. He said, But you have set the idol of your heart, that is, you have made up your mind as to what you want to do, as to what you believe, as to what you have decided. But to fulfill all righteousness, you are coming with that idol in your heart, and you are making an inquiry. He said, when he comes to a prophet to inquire, he said, he will answer that person according to what? The idol of his heart. Now, if a scripture will not make you to be afraid of this, our God, if this scripture doesn't, no other scripture will again. So, sister, the Bible makes it clearly, be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. Another unbeliever, your mind deal with. That Guru Maharaj, man. Why? You know it's because he gets money. Why? Because he gets money. And you are saying, hey, if I marry this man, I don't say, my life go better. The man promised, he go build my house for village. He say, oh, my family go carry them go abroad. He say, go buy me a car. He go do this one, he go do this one. Ah, man, don't suffer. Man, don't suffer. As God bring this one my own way now, so me, I know they let him go. God go understand, though. But, sha, God, they say, I say, as I be bride member, so make I go find out from one prophet. There is not every prophet he will come to. He knows which prophet he will come. Then he look where he select the prophet. Then he's coming to Prophet Thomas Woke. Hallelujah. The Bible says, thing that you have made up your mind to do, as you meet the prophet, even before you sit down, say, now your marriage, they come to find out. He said, Kai, I know, say, God go talk. He said, the man. Now Guru Maharaj, they say, He get one shrine for your house like this. He said, God is saying, now your husband. He said, I talk him. You go. But the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with. Already you know what you are doing is wrong. But you have made up your mind. When you come before God, God will answer you according to your heart desire. Is that not how he answered Ahab? That is how he answered Ahab. Ahab had made up his mind to go to Ramoth Gilead. And whether those prophets spoke the truth or not, he was not going to change his mind. If not, why didn't he listen to Micaiah? He had made up his mind. Opportunity was given to him. Not the correct one, not the wrong one. He chose the wrong one because that is his mind. And everyone that makes that type of choice, the way Ahab ended, that is how you will end. But you say, but it's God that showed me. It's God, though. It's God. Can God deceive me? Can God deceive me? Well, you can see now God can deceive. But he deceives to answer you, to make you go the way you have made up your mind to end up. Read on, continue reading. What of that prophet? What will happen to the 400 prophets after God has used them to deceive Ahab? What will happen to them? Read on.
Verse 8. And I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people.
Yes.
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And if the prophet be deceived.
If the prophet be deceived, what happened?
When he has spoken a thing.
Yes.
I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Who deceived that prophet? Are you tired? I'm reading Bible. Who deceived the prophet? Bible say, I, God, have deceived him. Read that verse again.
And if the prophet be deceived.
If the prophet be deceived.
When he has spoken a thing.
Yes.
I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Uh-huh.
And I will stretch out my hand upon him.
Uh-huh.
And I will destroy him from the midst of my people.
What will he do to that prophet? The same way Ahab went is the same way those 400 prophets will go. Why? I said, that sister that came to give, to meet prophet, he knows which prophet to meet. Oh. She knows. It's not every prophet they will meet. That sister that wore trousers and stood before a gifted sister. Eh? Maybe that sister, I don't know who it was among you. I don't know the sister at that time. Is it Ijoma? Is it, yeah, sister Ijoma? Now, if that sister is going to meet another one that wears trousers like her, and is going to direct her to brother assembly to a prophet, will he, she say he should go to Ijoma? He will say, where did they go? There's one girl, she be like this. She be, her head is always like this. No, be sure. If you go there, if you look you, if you paint your face, you do, you no go attend to you. Then which one do you think will attend to me? He will describe the one that she know. Will describe. There is a minister here, Mdubisi, who was here with us before. What was his nickname? We used to call him Micaiah. Until, if you paint your face, or you wear a ring, you come to that brother, he will not only tell you, he will help you to remove it first, physically. He will remove your neck chain, physically. If you refuse, he will tell you to go away. He will not attend to you. Until we had to warn him. We said, no, take her easy. Take her easy. It's just they come for the first time now. Preach to her. If she agrees, if she no agree, leave her to take the decision by herself. But show her scripturally that she cannot wear that. Don't act like that. It took time until we were going to remove him from minister. Say, if you continue, we shall remove you. Before his head came down. That is Micaiah. Okay, now, will somebody direct a woman wearing painted lips to Ndubisi? If you want, person will go pray for you. In name of Ndubisi, no go there. No go there. I was saying on Tuesday, and I want to repeat it here again. I said, a sister was saying, some brethren were saying that they have observed, and I agree with them, it's a good observation, that there are many more sisters in the church, that they are increasing in number, wearing a ring, painting their faces and painting their legs and painting their nails, that they are increasing in the church. Pastor, do something. Pastor, do something. And I told them, maybe pastor go do something. Now meet and they come meet for prayer. There are people where they go meet for prayer. Every one of them come, there are ministers that they go to meet for prayer. If those ministers cannot make them stop that thing, now me go talk for pulpit. If I talk for pulpit, they go meet them. They will continue. They will think it is a Moses Alu affair, not a scriptural affair. So it is not their fault. It is not my fault. It's the ministers that minister to them. They're not telling them the truth. And God will judge every minister. That God will bring his daughter to you to minister to, so that you see light. You refuse to show them the light and concentrate on another thing. God will judge you because he presented something to you. That is the reason. The gift is the pull for that sister to come so that she will know the meaning of Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have a comfort from Apostle Paul. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Can we stand up to read that? Can we all stand up? Read it from verse 13. If you are there, I will read it. I will read it from verse 13. But we are we there? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Why? Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of what? The truth. We are ordained to believe the truth. That's why God has presented us here with the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether by word or by our epistle, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught. Next service, we shall look at those traditions in the topic of the ancient landmark. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.